I just heard about that yesterday, actually. I've been told I have pretty big hands my whole life, and heard I had small hands apparently yesterday, and no, I've never had a problem with that, and I don't expect it to be a problem at all.
Did you make it a focus on yourself to kind of rebound from that Utah game?
Yeah, I think so. I think that with everything that, you know, goes good or bad during the season, you kind of use it as an opportunity. And I think, you know, that game went about as bad as it can go. And I kind of use it as an opportunity to, you know, show that I can bounce back and show that I can have a little bit of resiliency to myself and to my teammates and to just everyone surrounding the program. Kind of wanted to show that and was able to bounce back a little bit. Didn't win the next game, but played better and was able to finish out the season pretty well, which I was happy about.
You talked about sort of the top quarterback in this draft. Do you feel like you have something to prove this week, or do you think you've already done it?
No, I always want to go out there something to prove. Always have a chip on my shoulder, and I always want to go out there and, you know, prove people wrong, prove people right, whatever it is. I just go out there and, you know, try to do my best. And by no means am I complacent at all. I want to go out there and do my best and hopefully play well.
Jared, what do you bring to the team that drafts you?
I think tremendous leadership, hardworking. I think I'm going to improve a team the day I get there. Honestly, I think I can be a guy that can play right away, a guy that, you know, can sit if I need to and learn. But honestly, I'm excited for whatever team wants to draft me, and I'm excited to make an impact right away.
What attribute makes you most ready, and what do you have to work on?
I think my accuracy is one of my best attributes. I think, you know, I've been pretty accurate my whole life and was able to improve that at Cal even more. And then I think something I want to work on is kind of tying my feet to my upper body a little bit and kind of staying a little bit more on balance when I'm throwing. I was able to get away with some stuff, I think, in the past of maybe falling off throws or, you know, just kind of getting away with it because I was in college and I had enough arm talent to do it. But I don't expect to be able to get away with that really much longer.
Would you be excited if you were drafted by Cleveland?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be happy to go anywhere.
What do you make of Carson Wentz from Division I AA being right there with you as the number one or 1A for all of your career at Cal against better competition? What do you make of the Wentz friend?
Carson's a great player. Me and Carson have been training together now for, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, and he's a great player, hell of a quarterback, and it's going to be really good wherever he goes as well.
Training together, is there a sense of friendly competition?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just like anything else. When we go out there, we throw together, and it's by no means is it like cutthroat, but, you know, we're competitive with each other, and you know, we're just trying to do our best every day.
Going through the ranks, split offenses in the NFL, and how do you tell spread stuff versus
Yeah, there's obviously going to be a transition, and I think it happens. But I think there's transition with every quarterback coming from college into the NFL, and so I'm excited for it. Honestly, I think I did a lot of stuff in college that does translate well, and then again, there's a lot of stuff that I need to improve on, and I'm excited for that, and excited to make those adjustments and that transition. Things that translate. I mean, a lot of the dropback pass stuff we did, I mean, that is included in the NFL, and third down stuff is a lot of shotgun nowadays. I mean, you see teams move more and more towards shotgun, and been doing that for a while, but at the same time, like I said, I've been training under center now for a while, for about 6 weeks. I mean, not a while, but enough where I feel comfortable with it, and again, I'm excited to further my game in that area and just get better every day.
Guys, you say you need to get stronger.
Yeah, I think so. I think I always put some weight on. I mean, I've been trying to put weight on, you know, my whole life, and have been able to do it. I've gained about 10 pounds every year now since I was about 14. So I'm 21 now, and I weighed 215. You know, maybe when I'm 24, I'll be 245. But, no, yeah, I can always, you know, improve on that. But at the same time, I mean, I was pretty durable during college and took a lot of hits, took a lot of sacks, and was able to get up from every one of them.
Jared, Pat Hamilton said he tried to recruit you to Stanford. Remember that process?
Yeah.
The fact that he's with a team that likes
you,
is that comforting at all?
You know, I do remember being recruited by him. I was at Stanford on their junior day, I think, and maybe a couple other unofficial visits, and have a good relationship with him. And he was good to me, and you know, I'm excited to talk to him while I'm here.
Quarterbacks are starting to go into the league with so much more of an emphasis on fundamentals. That's something I'm sure that you, going through the ranks, you've been able to work on. What would you say is the key to be able to maintain those fundamentals under pressure and duress within the pocket?
I think just repetition every day and just kind of getting that consistency. That's something that the great ones do, I think, is, you know, just never get complacent, always trying to get better. And you see the guys that are the best, you know, guys like Brady and Rodgers and Peyton, always working, you know, and always trying to get better, always trying to improve their game. And I think that's what, you know, can separate yourself and make you more consistent.
How much, if at all, have you talked to guys who are in the league? Like, what kind of advice have you given about?
Yeah, I've talked to a few guys. It's been great. I mean, the guys that have reached out, I've really appreciated it all and given me some great advice just to try to enjoy it. Like, this process especially, you know, just the whole draft process and the combine process, just enjoy it and be yourself and have as much fun as you can, because it can be tiresome and, you know, you can, you know, run out of gas at times, but just try to enjoy it as much as you can and soak it all in. And they gave me some advice as far as, you know, football goes and stuff to expect in the transition and stuff to, you know, be ready for. I have not met with the Browns yet. I know he's a great coach. I know he's a great offensive mind. I know he's done a lot of great stuff with quarterbacks. Again, I've not met him, but I'm excited to meet him and get a chance to talk to him.
Playing inclement weather is always a question for natives to California. Can you give us an idea of the worst place you played
weather-wise? Yeah, Oregon my freshman year. It was a monsoon, so it was pretty bad.
Warm or cold?
Cold.
Notre Dame,
yeah.
Wide receiver.
No, not warm.
Table three.
But, I mean, you've seen quarterbacks from California do it over and over. I mean, Brady plays in New England. Aaron plays in Green Bay. Carson Palmer played in Cincinnati for forever. So it's been done before.
More so than the hands or the fumbles over your career.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how many fumbles I had in my career, but it was never really addressed as an issue while I was playing there. How many did I have this year?
23.
How many did I have this year?
Four.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, my freshman year we went 1-11, so you know, wasn't going very well. Probably had a bunch that year, but you know, I think I improved on that. If I had 23 total and had four this year, so.
Did that year toughen you? I mean, did that?
Yeah. It was. Definitely, you know, learning experience and taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about, you know, football, and had to grow up, had to mature, had to, you know, kind of become the leader of the team that next year, and was able to go through it with a lot of great guys, a lot of great teammates that, you know, were there at the end as well this past year, and when we were able to be successful. And but yeah, it taught me a lot, and I'm very grateful for that experience for sure. It's been a part of my football journey that I'll definitely look back on and something that helped me.
Kind of chuckled about the hands there. Find this attention on it, kind of count.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I've played football my whole life and I've never had any problems.
We'll do one or two more if you got them.
Stanford wide receiver Devin Cajuste, table one. Stanford wide receiver Kevin Devin Cajuste,
thanks,
table
guys.
One.
You obviously know that
why do you have the confidence that you could go in there and
Well, I think it starts with Coach Jackson. I think he's a great coach, and I think that if he ends up, you know, choosing me or whoever quarterback he ends up choosing or whatever way they end up going, I think he's gonna be able to make a guy successful. I think he's a great coach, a great offensive mind, and a great quarterback guy. And then as far as myself, I'm confident in my abilities wherever I go. Honestly, I think I'm very confident. I'm not gonna stand up here and, you know, tell you everything about myself, but I'm confident and I think I can be successful anywhere.
What did you learn Like the Dallas Cowboys,
how tough would it be?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a give and take. I mean, you've seen guys do it before and be extremely successful with it, and then you've seen the opposite, and it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. And but I mean, you always want to play, but at the same time, you know, if that's a situation you go into, it's the situation, and you get better and you deal with it and you go through the couple of years or whatever it is and do your best and continue to be ready whenever the time's called.
What did you learn at Cal about helping a program turn it around?
I learned how you kind of have to start from the ground up. And honestly, it starts with hard work. Hard work in the off season and no shortcuts, really. I mean, we were 1-11. We were terrible. We lost every single game besides the game against Portland State. We got blown out in every game and had to really, you know, start from the floor and build everything back up. And we were able to go 8-5 this year and win a bowl game. It was tremendous, and it's a testament to our hard work, I think. I haven't yet.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you guys.